Avance. Move forward. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it is a command. Avance is the imperative form of the verb avancer, which means to move forward. En route. On the way. Breakdown. En is a preposition meaning in or on. In this case, it's used to express movement. Route is a noun meaning route or path. Key concept. This phrase is a common way to express that one is on their way to a destination. It's a casual, informal expression. En avant. Let's go. This is a simple imperative phrase meaning, let's go. It is constructed using the preposition en. In, on, to, and the noun. Avant. Front, ahead. Breakdown. En. Colon, this preposition indicates direction or movement toward something. In this case, it points toward the front or ahead. Avant. Colon, this noun signifies the front or forward direction. Combined. En avant. Literally means in the front or toward the front, but it is used idiomatically as a command to move forward or let's go. Déplace toi. Move yourself. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request. Déplace is the imperative form of the verb déplacer. To move. It means move in the singular form. Toi is a reflexive pronoun meaning yourself. It is attached to the verb to indicate that the subject is performing the action on themselves. Déplacez-vous. Move yourselves. This is an imperative verb in the vous form, meaning you, plural or formal singular. The verb déplacer means to move, and the reflexive pronoun vous is used to indicate that the action is being performed by the subject of the verb. Key concepts. Imperative verb. This is a command or instruction. Reflexive pronoun. This pronoun indicates that the subject is performing the action on themselves. Vous. Form. This is the formal singular or plural form of you in French. It is used in formal situations or when addressing multiple people. En route. On the way. This is a very simple phrase in French, consisting of just two words. En. This is a preposition meaning in or on. Here it's used to mean on, as in on the way. Route. This word means road or route. So, en route literally means on the road, which is a common way to say that you are on your way to a destination. Prépare-toi. Get ready. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Prépare is the imperative form of the verb. Préparer. To prepare. Le. Toi. Ending is the reflexive pronoun, which indicates that the action of preparing is directed towards the person being addressed. So, prépare-toi literally means prepare yourself, but it is more commonly understood as get ready. Préparez-vous. Get ready. This sentence is in the imperatif. Imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The verb préparer is conjugated in the vous form of the imperative, which is used to address one or more people formally or informally. Préparez-vous. is literally, prepare yourselves.
Ma plume read.
Go faster. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb, aller. Aller. Which means, to go. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions. Plus might.
Plume read.
Means, faster, and is an adverb of manner.
Aller plume read.
Go faster. This is a command using the imperative verb form of aller, which means, to go. Aller is the second person plural form, meaning, you all, or, you guys. However, it's commonly used informally as a singular command, meaning, go.
Plume read
is an adverbial phrase meaning, faster. The sentence is a direct instruction telling someone to move at a quicker pace. Go now. This is a simple imperative sentence in French, meaning, go now. Breakdown.
Ma
is the second person singular imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go.
E
is a pronoun that stands for there or to it. It is often used in combination with verbs of movement.
Maintenant
means now. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or instructions. Second person singular. This form of the verb is used when addressing one person directly.
E
pronoun. This pronoun can be difficult for English speakers to grasp, as it has no direct translation. In this sentence, it functions to emphasize the direction of the action.
En route.
On the way. This phrase is simple and straightforward.
En route
is a prepositional phrase that literally means, on the way. It functions as an adverb in this sentence, modifying the implied subject, we, you, they, and telling us about their current state of travel.
Or
is a preposition meaning, on, in, or, by.
Out
is a noun meaning, way, path, or, course. Together, they mean, on the way, indicating that the speaker is in the process of traveling towards their destination.
Va le chercher.
Go get it. Breakdown.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. It is the command form meaning, go.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning, it. It is masculine and singular.
Chercher
is the infinitive form of the verb meaning, to look for, or, to fetch. The sentence is a direct command, using the imperative form of the verb, and the direct object pronoun. The sentence essentially says, go, plus, it, plus, fetch.
Allez le chercher.
Go get him. Breakdown.
Aller.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In the imperative, it means, go, and is used to give a command.
Le.
This is the masculine definite article, meaning, the. It refers to a male person, in this case, him.
Chercher.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Chercher.
To look for, or to fetch. Here, it is used in the imperative form, meaning, get. Key concept. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb,
aller,
to go, is combined with the infinitive.
Chercher.
To look for, or to fetch, to create the imperative command, go get him.
Entrez.
Come in. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French.
Entrez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Entrez.
Which means, to enter. It is used to give a command, or instruction, and in this case, it is telling someone to come in. The exclamation point at the end indicates that the sentence is an exclamation, meaning it is spoken with emphasis, or urgency.
Va dormir.
Go to sleep. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Va
is the second person singular form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. In this context, it is used as an imperative to tell someone to go somewhere.
Dormir.
To sleep is an infinitive, but here it functions as the complement of the verb.
Aller.
Essentially indicating the destination or purpose of going. The exclamation mark at the end signifies emphasis or urgency, making the command more forceful.
Va au lit.
Go to bed. This sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go.
O
is a contraction of
aller,
meaning to the.
Lit
means bed.
Va au lit
directly translates to go to the bed. However, in French, the
au lit
phrase is often used to mean go to bed, similar to the English usage of go to sleep.
Au lit.
This is a command, meaning go to bed. The phrase consists of two words.
Or
is a preposition meaning to or at.
Lee
is a noun meaning bed. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that this is a command and should be said with a stronger tone.
Allez au lit.
Go to bed. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Aller
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go.
Or
is a preposition meaning to the.
Lit
is the noun bed. So, the sentence literally means go to the bed.
Fil au lit.
This means go to bed. Breakdown.
Fil
is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go.
Or
is a contraction of
aller.
To the.
Lit
means bed. The sentence is a direct command, telling someone to go to bed immediately.
Au dodo.
Time for bed. This is a common informal phrase used to tell someone, especially a child, that it's time to go to sleep.
Or
means to or at.
Dodo
is a baby word for sleep or bed. The phrase literally translates to at sleep, but it's used like the English phrase time for bed.
JPG.
I got it. This is a colloquial expression meaning, I understand. The sentence uses the
J,
which is the contraction of
je,
I, and
a,
have. The verb
pige
is a slang verb meaning to understand or grasp. The exclamation point signifies the exclamation that the speaker has finally understood something.
Va te coucher.
This phrase means, go to bed. Breakdown.
Va.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Aller.
To go. The imperative is used to give commands.
Te.
This is the direct object pronoun meaning you, informal, singular. It is used as the object of the verb.
Aller.
Coucher. This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Se coucher.
To go to bed. The infinitive is used after the imperative verb. Key concepts. Imperative. Used to give commands. Direct object pronoun. Represents the direct object of the verb. Infinitive. The base form of a verb.
Bonne chance.
This is a common French expression that translates to good luck. In English, the phrase is made up of two words.
Bonne.
This is the feminine singular form of the adjective good in French.
Chance.
This word means luck in French. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that the sentence is an expression of good wishes.
Bonne chance.
This means good luck.
Bonne
is the feminine form of the adjective.
Bon.
Meaning good.
Chance
is a noun meaning luck. The phrase is a common expression of well wishes, similar to saying good luck in English.
Bonne continuation.
This is an informal expression wishing someone well, similar to good luck. Or, keep it up.
Bonne
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Bon.
Meaning good.
Continuation
is a noun meaning continuation.
Bonne continuation
translates directly to good continuation.
Attrape ça.
Catch that. Breakdown.
Attrape
is the imperative form of the verb.
Attraper,
which means to catch. This is a command directed at the listener.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that. In this sentence, the subject, you, is implied, since it is a direct command. The verb is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. The object of the verb is
sa,
which refers to something that is understood in the context of the situation.
Attraper ça.
Catch that. The sentence is a simple imperative verb.
Attraper
is the second person plural imperative form of the verb.
Attraper,
meaning to catch. It is conjugated to address a group of people.
Ça
is a pronoun meaning that. It refers to an object that is already known or understood by the speaker and listener.
Saisis-toi de ça.
Take hold of that. Breakdown.
Saisis-toi
is the imperative form of the verb.
Saisir.
To seize, conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you.
Le. Toi.
Ending indicates a reflexive pronoun, referring back to the subject, you.
De ça
means of that, where.
Ça
is a pronoun referring to a previously mentioned object. Key concepts. Imperative. This sentence uses the imperative mood to give a direct command. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun.
Toi
emphasizes that the action of seizing is directed towards the person being addressed.
Saisissez-vous de ça.
Take hold of that. This sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
saisir,
which means to seize or to grab.
The
vous form is used in the imperative, which is the command form of a verb.
The
vous form is used when addressing a singular person formally, or a group of people.
The sa
is a pronoun that stands for that and refers to something previously mentioned or understood.
Breakdown.
Se ni se. Colon, the imperative form of the verb.
Se ni. Vu.
Colon, the pronoun meaning you in the formal singular or plural.
De.
Colon, preposition meaning of.
Sa.
Colon, pronoun meaning that.
Translation.
Take hold of that.
Atrap sa.
Catch that. The sentence is a simple imperative command, meaning it's giving an order.
Atrap
is the verb attraper, meaning to catch. It's conjugated in the imperative form, which is used to give commands.
Sa
is a pronoun meaning that. It's a demonstrative pronoun referring to something already mentioned or understood.
Atrape sa.
Catch that. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Breakdown.
Atrapese is the imperative form of the verb atraper.
Atrape.
To catch. The imperative form is used to give commands.
Sa.
Sa. Is a pronoun meaning that. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or instructions.
Pronoun.
Replaces a noun to avoid repetition.
Kupri.
Understood.
Patouche.
Don't touch. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or a request.
The verb
touche means to touch, and in this case, it is in the negative imperative form.
The
pa in front of it negates the verb. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the urgency or the strength of the command.
Ne touche pas à ça.
Don't touch that. Breakdown. Ni passes the negative construction in French. It literally translates to, not, touche is the verb, to touch, in the imperative form. The imperative form is used to give commands. A is a preposition that means, to, or, at, sar is a pronoun that means, that.
Key concepts.
Imperative mood. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. In French, the imperative form of verbs is usually the same as the infinitive, but with some exceptions. Negative constructions. French uses a ni pas construction for negatives. Ni comes before the verb, and pas comes after. Translation for Eastern Ye. Don't.
Touche.
A.
Sa. Prenez-en.
Take some of it. Breakdown. Prenez, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Prendre.
To take. It's used to give a command, or request, and in this case, it's directed to you, plural, or formal singular. N, this is a pronoun that stands in for the object of the verb. It means some of it, and refers to something that was previously mentioned, or understood in context.
Key concepts.
Imperative mood. The imperative is used to give orders, make requests, or provide instructions.
Pronoun.
Colon, this pronoun can be tricky, but it essentially substitutes for a noun phrase, and indicates some of it, or some of them. It's often used with verbs like
prendre,
to take,
manger,
to eat, or
boire,
to drink.
Prendre,
take some. The sentence
prendre
is a command in the informal singular form.
Prendre
means to take, and is conjugated in the second person singular of the present tense. The R ending makes the verb odd reflexive, and indicates that the subject is taking something from a source already identified. This can be a place, a person, or a previously identified object. Il est malade. He is sick. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the third person singular form of the verb être. To be ill. Il. He, subject pronoun, est. Is, present tense of. Être. Malade. Malade. Sick, adjective. Il est vieux. He is old. The sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the present tense. Is, for the third person singular, which agrees with the masculine singular subject. Il. He. Vieux. Old, is an adjective agreeing in gender and number with the subject. Il est DJ. He is a DJ. Breakdown. Il. Il. Is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he or it. Est. Is the third person singular form of the verb être. Être. To be. DJ. DJ. Is the abbreviation of disc jockey, which is a person who plays music on a radio station or at a club. Key concept. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating a fact about the subject. Il est bon. He is good. This sentence is simple, and uses the verb être. Être. To be, in the present tense. Il is the masculine pronoun, he. Est is the third person singular present tense conjugation of être. Être. Which agrees with the subject, il. Il. Bon. Bon. Is the masculine adjective, good. The adjective, bon. Bon. Agrees in gender with the subject, il. Il. Il est paresseux. He is lazy. The sentence structure is simple. Il. Is the subject pronoun, meaning, he. Is the third person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be. Paresseux. Is an adjective meaning, lazy. This sentence demonstrates the basic subject-verb-adjective structure common in French, along with the use of the present tense. Il est à moi. It is mine. Here is a breakdown of the grammar. Il. Il. Is the subject pronoun, meaning, he, or, it. In this case, it refers to an unspecified object. Est. Is the third person singular form of the verb, être. Être. To be, in the present tense. A. A. Is the preposition, to, or, at. But in this case, it indicates possession. Moi. Moi. Is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, me, or, I. Since we are talking about possession, moi. Moi. Translates to, mine. Key concepts. Direct object vs indirect object. The noun being possessed is the direct object, and the possessor is the indirect object. The preposition, a, marks the indirect object. Possessive pronouns. The phrase, à moi, à moi, is a possessive pronoun, which means it shows ownership, or possession. Gender and number. The noun, il, il, is masculine singular, which is why the verb, être, être, is conjugated as, est. Aha! Is an exclamation of surprise, realization, or triumph.
Il est riche.
He is rich. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun meaning he. Is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
which means to be.
Riche
is an adjective meaning rich. The sentence structure is straightforward. Subject plus verb plus adjective.
Il est sexy.
He is sexy. This sentence is very simple in French.
Il
means he. It is a subject pronoun and is the subject of the verb est. Means is. It is a form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the present tense, third person singular.
Sexy
means sexy. It is an adjective describing the subject, he. The sentence is in the declarative mood, which means it is a simple statement of fact.
Dirigez-vous vers l'est.
Head towards the east. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or instruction.
Dirigez-vous
is the verb.
Dirigez.
Conjugated in the imperative mood, second person plural, you all. It means, to head, to direct yourself. The
vous
ending indicates that the command is addressed to multiple people.
Vers
means, towards.
Le
is the masculine definite article.
Le
contracted with the noun. Meaning, the east.
Dirige-toi vers l'est.
Head east. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Dirige-toi is the imperative form of the verb dirige, to direct, to head. It is conjugated in the second person singular, you, because it is a direct command to one person. Vers is a preposition that means towards, or in the direction of. Est is the masculine singular definite article le contracted with est, which is a noun meaning east. Therefore, the whole sentence translates to, head east.
Dirigez-vous vers l'ouest.
Head west. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. Breakdown.
Dirigez-vous
is the verb, to direct oneself, in the imperative form, plural, meaning, direct yourselves. It's telling the listener to move in a certain direction.
Vers
is a preposition meaning, towards.
L'ouest
is the noun, the west. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This mood is used to give commands, instructions, or requests. It is often characterized by the absence of a subject pronoun. Prepositions. These words connect nouns or pronouns to other words in the sentence to show a relationship between them. In this case, vers tells us the direction of movement.
Dirige-toi vers l'ouest.
Head west. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it gives a command. Dirige-toi is the imperative form of the verb si dirige, to head, to go, in the second person singular, you. The pronoun toi is added for emphasis, and is optional. Vers is a preposition meaning towards, or in the direction of. L'ouest is the noun ouest, west, preceded by the definite article l, the, in front of it.
Me voici.
Here I am. This is a simple sentence with only two words.
Me
is the pronoun, me, in the nominative case, which indicates that it is the subject of the sentence.
Voici. Is a demonstrative adverb, similar to here in English, but it also acts as a verb, meaning here is or here are. Therefore, the sentence literally means here I am.
Voilà $5.
Here are $5. Breakdown.
Voilà.
This is an interjection that means here is or here are.
Cinq.
This is the French word for five.
Dollar.
This is the French word for dollars. Key concepts. Interjections.
Voilà.
Is a common interjection in French, used to introduce something. It's similar to saying, here you go, in English. Numbers in French. Numbers like
cinq.
Follow a different pattern than in English. You'll need to learn the individual numbers to be able to understand and speak French. Gender and number agreement. The noun, dollars, is plural and masculine, so the adjective, five, is also plural and masculine.
Alto feu.
English translation. Ceasefire. Breakdown.
Alt.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Alten.
Which means, to stop. In this context, it's a command to stop something.
Or.
Is a preposition meaning, to, or, at, and is used here to indicate the object of the command.
Fur.
Means, fire, in this case, referring to the act of shooting, or firing weapons. Key concepts. Imperative form. The use of the imperative form of the verb.
Alten.
Alt. Creates a direct command. Direct object. The preposition.
Or.
Is used to indicate the direct object of the command, which is the.
Fur.
Military terminology. This phrase is a common military command, used to order a stop to firing. Got it? This is a very informal way of asking if someone understands. The word
piger
comes from the verb
piger,
which means to understand. This is a very casual verb, and it is often used in spoken French.
Tenez.
Here you go. This is a very informal way to say, here you are, or, here you go.
Tenez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
Which means, to hold. In this case, it's being used as a polite way to give something to someone, similar to saying, here you go.
Tiasa.
Here you go. This is a very informal and casual expression in French, similar to, here you go. Or, take this. In English, it's often used when handing something to someone. The breakdown is.
Tiens.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold. In this context, it's used as a command. Hold this.
Ça.
This is a pronoun, meaning, this, or, that. It refers to the object being handed over.
Tenez ça.
Hold this. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Tenez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
Which means, to hold. It is in the second person plural form, which is used to address multiple people.
Ça
is a pronoun that refers to the object being held, which is unspecified in this sentence.
Tenez ceci.
Take this. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
The verb is
tenez, which is the second person plural form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold. However, in this context, the imperative form means,
take. Ceci is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this, and is used to indicate the object being referred to. Dear Ceci, here you go. This sentence consists of two words. Dear. This is the imperative form of the verb. Tenir. To hold, meaning, take, or, here you go. Ceci. This is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this, or, this one. The sentence directly translates to, take this. It is used to offer something to someone. C'est affreux. That's awful. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of C. Ce. This, and EST. Is. Affreux. Affreux. Is an adjective meaning, awful, or, terrible. Exclamation is an exclamation mark, indicating strong emotion. C'est horrible. That is horrible. The sentence is a simple exclamation using the c'est construction, which means, it is. C'est is a contraction of ce, this slash that, and is. Horrible is an adjective meaning horrible or terrible. Comment se fait? This translates to, how come? Or, how is it that? The sentence is an interrogative sentence, asking a question. Comment means, how, and is the interrogative pronoun in the sentence. Surface is the third person singular of the reflexive verb. Se faire, meaning, to happen, to occur, or, to be done. The reflexive pronoun se is used here because the action of happening or being done is affecting the subject of the sentence, which is implicit in this case. This is similar to how we might use itself or themselves in English. The word order is unusual because the verb is placed before the pronoun. This is due to the interrogative nature of the sentence. Comment se fait-il? How come? This is a common phrase in French, and it uses the se reflexive pronoun. The se is conjugated with the verb faire to form the phrase se fait, which means it happens. This is followed by the il, which translates to it, and means why or how come in the question. Comme c'est bizarre. How strange. This sentence is a simple exclamation expressing surprise or bewilderment. Breakdown. Comme. This word translates to how or as in English and functions as an intensifier in this sentence, emphasizing the strange nature of something. C'est. This is a contraction of c'est, which means, it is, or, this is, in English. Here it is used to link the adjective, bizarre, to the subject of the sentence. Bizarre. This word means, strange, or, weird, in English. This sentence structure is quite common in French. It's an example of a simple sentence that expresses an emotion, and uses a simple declarative structure. Couperie. Understood? This is a simple question asking if someone has understood something. Couperie is the past participle of the verb. Couperie. To understand. In this context, it functions as an adjective modifying the implied subject, you. Couperie can also be used as a short answer meaning, understood. Comment Tom va-t-il? How is Tom? This sentence uses the appellatif. Imperative, form of the verb, aller. Aller. Meaning, to go, to ask about Tom's well-being. Breakdown. Comment. Colon, this is an interrogative adverb meaning, how. It is used to ask about someone's state, or condition. Tom. Colon, this is the subject of the sentence, referring to a person named Tom. Vatil. Colon, this is the verb, aller, in the appellatif. Imperative, form, meaning, is going. The te is a liaison sound, connecting the verb to the subject. The il is the pronoun for he. The appellatif is used to express commands or requests, but in this context, it's used in a more informal way to inquire about someone's condition. The sentence is asking how Tom is doing, similar to, how is Tom feeling? Or, how is Tom doing today? Comment va Tom? How is Tom? This is a simple question asking about Tom's well-being. Breakdown. Comment is an interrogative adverb meaning, how. Va is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Aller, which means, to go. Tom is a proper noun, the name of the person being asked about. The combination of comment and va is a common way to ask, how are you? In French. Mettez Tom de bonne humeur. Make Tom happy. Breakdown. Mettez is the imperative form of the verb. Met, meaning, to put, or, to place. In this context, it means, make. Tom is the name of the person we are trying to make happy. De bonne humeur is a noun phrase meaning, in a good mood. Key concepts. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or instructions. The verb, meta, can be used figuratively to mean, make, in certain contexts. The noun phrase, de bonne humeur, expresses a state of being. Mets Tom de bonne humeur. Make Tom happy. This sentence uses the imperative verb. Mets, which is the command form of the verb. Mets. To put. In this case, it means, make, because the object is an emotion. De bonne humeur means, in a good mood. J'ai froid. I am cold. The sentence. J'ai froid. Literally translates to, I have cold. However, in French, the verb. Avoir. To have, is often used with an adjective to express a feeling, or state of being. So, avoir froid means, to be cold. The subject pronoun, je, I, is contracted with the verb, avoir, to form, je. Froid is the masculine singular form of the adjective, cold. Je suis bon. I am good. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, the subject is je, I, and the adjective describing the subject is bon. Good. Je suis ici. I am here. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb, to be, être, in the first person singular. Ici is an adverb meaning, here. Je vais bien. I am well. This is a simple sentence in the present tense, using the verb ole. Aller. Which means, to go, but in this context is used to express a state of being. The structure is subject. Je. I verb. Where. Go, conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, the adjective. Ja. Well. This is a common way to express, I am well, in French, using a verb that implies movement to describe a state of being. Je suis malade. I am sick. Je is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, in the first person singular. Malade is the adjective, sick. Je suis sûr. I am sure. The sentence uses the verb être. Être. Which means, to be. This is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je suis. The adjective. Sûr. Which means, sure, is used as an adjective modifying the pronoun. Je. I. T'as capté? You understand? Breakdown. Ti as is a contraction of tu as. Tu as. Which means, you have. Capté. Capté. Is the past participle of the verb, capture. Capturé. Which means, to catch, or, to understand. The phrase, ti as capté. T'as capté? Is a colloquial way of asking, do you understand? Or, got it? Ti as capté? T'as capté? Is a very informal, and casual way of speaking. It is more common in spoken French than in written French. Key concepts. Contractions. Ti as. Ta. Is a common contraction in French. Past participle. Capté. Capté. Is used in this context as an adjective, meaning, understood. Informal language. Ti as capté. Ta capté. Is a casual phrase used in everyday conversation. Je suis certain. I am certain. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. It uses the je form of the verb être. To be conjugated in the first person singular. The word certain is an adjective meaning certain. Je suis faible. I am weak. Je is the pronoun, I, and is the subject of the sentence. Suis is the present tense form of the verb être. To be conjugated for the first person singular. Faible is the adjective, weak, and describes the subject, I. Je vous en prie. You're welcome. This is a common French phrase used to respond to someone who has thanked you. It literally translates to, I beg you, but it's a polite way of saying, you're welcome, or, don't mention it, in English. The phrase uses the formal pronoun, vous, which is used when addressing someone with respect, or formality. The verb, prier, means to beg, or pray. The pronoun, en, is used to refer to something that has been previously mentioned, in this case, the act of thanking. The object pronoun, vous, is repeated for emphasis, and to make the phrase more polite. So, the phrase literally means, I beg you, to not mention it. But it's best translated as, you're welcome. Je vous en conjure. I beg you. Breakdown. ing. Je is the subject pronoun. I. Vous.
Vous
is the object pronoun. You. Formal. N. R. Is a pronoun that can be tricky to translate, but here it means of it or about it, referring to something previously mentioned or understood. Conjure.
Conjure
is a verb meaning to beg or to implore. Key concepts. Formal vs. informal. The use of vous.
Vous
indicates a formal relationship, like a student addressing a professor. Pronoun N.
R.
Colon, the pronoun N.
R.
Is often used to avoid repeating a noun or phrase.
Je vous en supplie.
I beg you. This sentence is a polite imperative, meaning it's a request, but in a very strong way. Here's a breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Vous.
This is the formal pronoun for you, used to show respect.
Ah.
This is a pronoun that stands in for something previously mentioned, though it's not clear in this case. It can act as a substitute for objects, ideas or even actions. Here it is implied to refer to the request itself.
Supplie.
This is the verb, to beg, in the present tense, conjugated for I. The combination of N and supply essentially conveys a strong plea or begging for something. It's a very formal and emphatic way of expressing a request.
Je te prie.
You're welcome. This phrase is a polite way to respond to someone who has thanked you.
Je
is the pronoun I in the subject form.
Te
is the pronoun you in the object form, used when the verb is directly affecting the person.
Prie
is the verb to pray in the present tense. The conjugation of the verb is irregular, because it is in the first person singular. However, in this phrase, the verb is used in the formal sense to mean, I beg, or, I implore. In this case, the literal translation is, I beg you, but it's typically translated as, you're welcome, in English.
J'ai cligné des yeux.
I blinked. This sentence is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. The subject of the sentence is
je.
I, which is in the first person singular. The verb
cligner
means to blink.
The passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of
cligner
is
cligner.
The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, but in this sentence there is no direct object. The auxiliary verb
avoir
is conjugated in the first person singular.
Je.
To agree with the subject.
Je sais voler.
I know how to fly. This is a simple sentence in the present tense using the verb
savoir,
which means to know, and the verb
voler,
which means to fly.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
C'est
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
savoir.
Voler is the infinitive form of the verb, to fly. The phrase is structured as subject plus verb plus infinitive.
Je sais courir.
I know how to run. This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb
savoir,
which means to know. The subject is je, which is the first person singular pronoun, I. The infinitive
courir
is used after
savoir
to indicate the ability to do something. The sentence structure is very simple and straightforward. Subject plus verb plus infinitive.
Je sais skier.
I know how to ski. This sentence uses the verb
savoir,
which means to know in the sense of knowing how to do something. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je sais.
The infinitive
skier
follows the verb
savoir,
indicating the specific skill that the speaker knows how to do.
Mort.
This is a simple imperative verb, meaning, go up. The word
mort
is the imperative form of the verb
monter,
which means to climb or to go up. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction.
J'ai triché.
I cheated. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
past compound tense, which is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the present tense followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb
tricher,
to cheat, is conjugated in the past participle as
tricher. J
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. So the full breakdown is
J
I
have
cheated.